Now, there are several trumpeters of Louis' generation who directly imitated him. One of the more obscure, though, and enigmatic of the direct imitators of Louis Armstrong is one Jack Purvis. Purvis was a strange and wild character. He could do a passable imitation of Armstrong. He was a white musician, but he wanted very much to play with black bands, and sometimes even got himself very darkly tanned and blacked his face so he could pass in a black band. Jack Purvis was a multi-instrumentalist. He could also play trombone, piano, and eventually took up harp. He was an arranger and composer, and also a pilot, a mercenary soldier in South America at one time, a chef in Bali, and a radio repairman in San Francisco, where he died in the 60s, and was rumored to be a bootlegger at one point in his career. Now, Purvis worked playing trumpet or trombone in various bands in the mid-20s and 30s, but in 1937, he was convicted of robbery in Texas, but ended up playing piano in the prison band, which he directed and broadcast on a local radio station. There are many odd stories about the eccentric Jack Purvis, but he was a brilliant and inventive trumpeter. Though nowhere near Louis' eloquence, Purvis did idolize Louis. He even wrote and recorded several tunes in the Hot Five style, including a tune he called Copy and Louis, and Mental Strain at Dawn. Mental Strain at Dawn by the legendary and enigmatic Louis Armstrong admirer, trumpeter Jack Purvis, who at least one bandleader he worked for called one of the wildest men I've ever met in my life. I'm Dave Redlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new, and I hope some of the wildest jazz you've ever heard in your life. Some of the many trumpeters of his own generation influenced by Louis included Bix Beiderbecke, who was deeply influenced by Louis early on, Bunny Berrigan, Bobby Hackett, Valeda Snow, and Bill Coleman, all of whom gradually developed their own styles and voices. In recent years, I could point to Jim Cullum and Wynton Marsalis as just a couple of the trumpeters, acknowledging the strong influence of Louis Armstrong today. Here's two more trumpeters, one from Armstrong's own generation, another just now reaching his musical maturity, both profoundly inspired by Louis Armstrong, Doc Cheatham and Nicholas Payton. The first time I saw Payton on stage, I was knocked over because not only is he a very good trumpeter, but he was just the spitting image of the very young Louis in his Chicago days.
So lit up. Gosh, oh, get up. How did you get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, so I have to keep my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those heapers? Yes, those weepers. How did you get that size? How did you get that size?
What the weatherman says, when the weatherman says it's raining, you never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather vane points, when the weather vane points too gloomy, it's got to be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine. Oh jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, I'll get up. How'd you get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get up. How'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheetahs on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how'd they hypnotize? Yes, where'd you get those eyes, gape? Where'd you get those eyes, satch? Where'd you get those eyes? Bumble do dee do 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 those eyes.
Thank you.
Jeepers Creepers, which was sung by Louie in a 1938 film. And despite having to sing the song to a horse in that film, the song was nominated for an Oscar for Louie's performance. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for Jazz Rhythm and the music of Louis Armstrong. In about 1947, Louis switched his music dramatically from big band swing and popular music back to good solid jazz when he formed his Louis Armstrong All-Stars, playing good Dixieland and New Orleans favorites. He staffed his band with excellent musicians, several of them New Orleans veterans. And in 1957, many of his better recordings from that decade of All-Stars were issued as a 4-LP set called A Musical Autobiography. And the album was sprinkled with Louis' personal recollections and comments about the music.
You know, I believe there must be a blues name for just about every street in Storyville. Here's another one that we used to do at the Lincoln Garden when I first joined King Oliver in Chicago. Let's do it the way we did it down in the French Quarters in this Canal Street Blues.
Comes a tune by another fine composer from New Orleans, Spencer Williams. Alberta Hunter cut this one in 1924, and I was one of the Red Onion Jazz Babies that made the date with her. In the title, it's Everybody Love My Baby. Thank you. nobody. Love my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Oh, everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. Yeah, she got a foam like Venus. Honest, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us. She's my Sheba, I'm a sheep. Yeah, everybody loves my baby, but baby, nobody but me. Yeah, nobody but me. Tell me, yeah.
Everybody Loves My Baby and Canal Street Blues. From the mid-50s, that was issued as Louis Armstrong, a musical biography originally on Decca. Now that complete collection is available from Jazz Unlimited. Without Louis Armstrong, jazz as we know it, and have known it over the last century, would not be what it is. Louis shaped the evolution of jazz itself. He brought a totally unique personality and style to the music. He became a living embodiment of jazz who was recognized worldwide. I hope you're enjoying this appreciation of Louis Armstrong as much as I'm enjoying bringing you this wonderful music and Louis' spirit of love and joy. Concluding, here's one more of the luscious recordings of Louis and Duke Ellington together. The only time they recorded together, with a tune that Duke wrote specially for Louis and this session, and one of my favorite Armstrong recordings, Azalea. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
It was such a fine spring day down Louisiana way, with fragrance divine, oh baby, and such magnificent regalia, oh so fine, azalea. Oh, what a lovely sight, in red and pink and white. Can't help but believe that nothing evil can assail you so naive. Azalea, you at ease on the knees of the moss-covered trees, whose tops met to make on high, ceiling in the church-like pump of a cypress swamp. I've yet to get that same strange feeling. I've got to go back there and find that blossom fair I'll always dream of. 'Cause with you, who could be a failure? My first love, Azalea. To go back there and find that blossom fair I always dream of. 'Cause with you, who could be a failure? My first love, my very first love, Azalea.